This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Well, Anna Murphy, very excited this morning. This guy first graced our TV screens back in 2009. Since then, he's had a string of hits. He's become an international sensation. Stan Walker, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good, very good. I'm just getting up. My eyes are opening.
How is it over there? Are you over in, where are you, in New Zealand at the moment?
No, Sydney.
Oh, you're sorry, you're in Sydney.
What are you doing up in Sydney, yeah. Stan?
Oh, I live here.
Oh, you live there.
There you go. Do you know what? I was watching New Zealand television on you last night, so in my head I've just thought, oh, he's back there, living there. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm in there for ages.
Hey, listen, Stan, 7 years ago you won Australian Idol. Your life has been on this massive journey since then. Do you even remember life pre-Idol days?
I don't know. I kind of do, but it's funny because I was just in Coffs Harbour in Byron Bay, and I was hanging out with some people from years ago, from like 8 years, 9 years ago, and it was really weird to talk to people, and it was hard to have conversations with them because they were still talking to me about like I was still 16 or 17. it was hard because I'm like, oh,
you've just done so much since then.
Yeah, and so it was actually it was a bit of a challenge.
I can imagine.
Well, it would be, because since then you've released a number of albums. We're now up to number 4, called Inventing Myself. How much creative control do you have over your music now?
I know what I want now. But when I was first starting out, I was kind of just doing whatever and just going wherever and working with whoever. But now I know who I want to work with. I know the type of, material I want to write, and I know what I want it to sound like. So it's taken me a while. With the last two albums, I was starting to get there, but now I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I know how to do it. I'm a lot better than I have the year before.
Fabulous.
Stan, you know what? The new song, which is called Holding You, which you did with Ginny Blackmore, has already gone number one in New Zealand. I saw it on YouTube this morning for the first time and heard the song for the first time. It's a great sounding. This thing, I feel it's got the ability to be able to break the US market. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I actually really love it. Is it bad that, is it like shameless that I listen to it?
No, it's
great.
Not.
It's great that you love it. Now, how did you hook up with Ginny Blackmore? How did that relationship come about? Have you known her for a while?
I'd already known who, I knew who she was because we have a lot of mutual friends. Some of our best mates, we're all best mates with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a judge on X Factor in New Zealand. She was over New Zealand promoting her new single because she's LA-based. She's been over in LA for 5 years. Before that, she was in London for another 5 years, so she's been overseas for a long time. And so she was performing the night on one of the nights, and I remember I was like, oh yeah, I can't wait to meet her. But I was a little bit shy, I was shy, first off.
Even though
I'm loud and over the top, but I'm shy, especially if I want to meet somebody that I admire and that I like. And I love their music, I love their voice, their songwriting, everything. Anyway, she came up and said hello to me, and then we were both singing on that night, and then I got an email the next day saying she wanted to work with me. So she reached out to me. I was a bit too ashamed to ask to write with her.
That's very cute.
It's very cute.
Hey, listen, Stan, last year you mentioned X Factor. Not only last year did you do, or were you a judge on X Factor, you also starred in a New Zealand movie, and you were the support act for Beyonce. That's a really big year. How's this year sort of comparing? Because that was huge.
Oh, my life. I don't know. It was an unbelievable year. I think that's the word, unbelievable, because I was just sitting on the plane on the way back to from the Gold Coast to Sydney, and I was thinking, geez, what a full-on time it's been for the last year and a half. And I was thinking, geez, because I was looking at photos of Beyonce when I was on tour with her, and just how incredible it was, and it just went so fast. I was in the moment. I never really everybody's like enjoying it for me and they're all excited, but I can't like celebrate with people. I have to celebrate by myself.
Now, I watched the New Zealand Channel 3 documentary sort of following you in the Beyonce concert last night. And I have to say, you were so blown away by meeting her. It was absolutely gorgeous. But then after you met her, you've claimed that that was the best moment of all time, including weddings, Christmases, and I think you said firstborn child. How are you going to get out of that if you get married and have children?
Well, it's Beyonce. I think I can get a pass for that.
I don't know. Your child might grow up with a bit of a complex. Call it Beyonce.
You, but you know it was Beyonce.
Stan, not only did you meet Beyonce, but you become a bit of a sex symbol in New Zealand and Australia. Did you realise that?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
People don't talk laugh about it all like the time. That, Stan. It's true.
How does that make you feel when, you know, people like, this is like 7 years on and people are calling you a sex symbol? How does that make you feel?
Oh, is it my knees or something? I don't know.
Listen, Stan.
Something happened that I don't know.
Stan, I suppose most people will look back in time. You know, one of the things I remembered about Idol for you in particular was, you know, you obviously had success on that show, but really it was the pinnacle point that I realised that you were going to be a superstar was when you did Purple Rain on Idol as a song. Do you still do that song when you perform?
To be honest, this might break a few hearts. I can't stand that song. I can't stand singing that song. Like, I think there's only one song that I actually love singing from Idol, and that's Man's World. I don't know why. Of all the songs, that's the one song I love singing, but I can't stand Purple Rain.
Dan, I was about to...
I think that's hilarious.
If people really want me to sing it...
No, not now.
Stan, I was going to say, I think you started a trend because Dami M sung it on X Factor last year as well. But
and she did my version too.
She did,
of course
indeed.
She did, because your version was good and you hate it. Hey, listen, Stan.
In that moment, I was like, yeah.
That's so funny. We never expected that response.
No, at all. I thought he was going to go, yeah, it was such an amazing part of my life. No, he hates it. He hates the song. Hey, Stan, listen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We wish you all the success in the world for holding you. Like I said, I heard it this morning on YouTube and it was absolutely fantastic. So have you got a video coming out with it?
Yes. We've got the video coming in. It's actually out on YouTube at the moment, so you can go and see it now.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent.
Fantastic.
You're not doing a sort of topless thing, are you, like the cover of the song?
Nah, it's actually, this what? Is more like, I don't even know the words. We look like kind of like Greek gods in it.
Oh, and you're no sex symbol. Okay.
but it's quite an intimate clip. Like, it's quite beautiful. Like, it's... it shows intimacy in a beautiful way. It's not like, you know, like we're having sex or anything, but like...
Oh, dear.
You'll have to just watch it. So
got all hot in the studio here.
Maybe I should just say that so people go and watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, listen, it's gone number one in the US, in New Zealand, as I said. We're about to play it here on Joy for the first time. Thank you so much, Stan, for coming on the show this morning. You're a joy and a pleasure to talk to.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Here's a new one from Stan Walker. This is called Holding You on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.